Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. A meeting of representatives from government, business, and academic institutions in the UK announced an AI policy paper they call the Bletchley Declaration. The group met in Bletchley Park, where Alan Turing and others famously developed computers that broke codes during World War II. The Bletchley Declaration says AI should be safe and human-centric, and called out frontier AI as a particular risk. Frontier AI is a term OpenAI uses frequently to refer to models under development. The U.S. announced an AI Safety Institute will be created in its National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST. And the U.K., which organized this summit, announced that follow-on AI summits will happen in South Korea in 6 months and in France in a year. YouTube has launched its ad blocker prevention efforts worldwide. YouTube started testing the policy earlier this year, first with pop-up reminders and later with warnings that users would be limited to playing 3 videos while ad blockers were detected. Well, that ad blocking policy now applies to all users. YouTube's anti-ad blocker notifications direct users to either allow YouTube ads or pay for YouTube Premium, which of course is ad-free. In August, India announced a plan to require licenses for companies to bring electronics into the country for sale. The idea was to encourage domestic production, but after objections, India reversed the policy while it worked on a new system. Starting November 1st, more than 100 companies must report the quantity and value of their imports to India, with no restrictions imposed, until at least September of next year. After that time, the government will evaluate the data from those reports and possibly institute a new import authorization plan. Samsung continues to hold the largest smartphone market share in India with 17.2%, followed by Xiaomi and Vivo. Apple is still not in the top 5 in India, but continued to increase its unit shipments in the country to its largest yet, 2.5 million, at least according to Counterpoint Research. Wall Street Journal sources say WeWork plans to file for bankruptcy as early as next week, and no, WeWork had not filed for bankruptcy previously. The flexible office space company avoided more serious financial problems in 2021, in part by selling off real estate and other investments. However, WeWork missed an interest payment to bondholders on October 2nd and will be considered in default if those payments or other arrangements aren't made by November 2nd. Netflix says it now has more than 15 million monthly active users for its least expensive ad-supported tier. The tier is chosen by around 30% of its new subscribers. And starting in Q1 2024, Netflix will sell title sponsorships for its premier properties, like The Crown. That will let viewers who watch 3 episodes in a row watch a 4th without ad interruptions, with thanks to the title sponsor. Netflix is also selling ads that can be tied to specific thematic moments in a show. Match Group has withdrawn from Epic's antitrust lawsuit against Google. As part of the agreement, Match apps like Tinder will be able to implement user choice billing starting on March 31st. That lets users choose to pay through other systems besides Google's. Spotify rolled out that system to its users earlier this year. App makers pay 4% less commission to any payments made through those third-party systems on Google's Android, but they still pay a commission to Google. In exchange, Match also agreed to use Google's cloud and AI offerings. Epic still plans to go to trial against Google on its own. Kenya announced its first domestic smartphone assembly plant located outside Nairobi. The plant is a joint venture between Kenya's Safaricom and China's Shenzhen Tele1 technology. Kenya expects the plant to create around 500 jobs. In a beta version of WhatsApp, WA Beta Info found an alternate profile feature that lets users show one name and photo to their contacts, but a different name and photo to the rest of WhatsApp users. No word on when the feature might roll out to the stable version of WhatsApp. Australia's Atlassian warned users that a critical security flaw in its on-premise Confluence data center and server software could lead to significant data loss if exploited by an attacker. Now, attackers could only destroy data, not exfiltrate it, and there's no evidence of active exploitation, but administrators are urging you to upgrade to the fixed version immediately. If you live in North America or Europe, you likely haven't heard of phone brands like Tecno, iTel, or Infinix. These brands are made by China's Transsion, which focuses on Africa, the Middle East, Latin America, Asia, and Oceania. Transsion was one of the few phone makers to increase sales in Q3, and Canalys now estimates it's the fifth largest phone maker worldwide, behind Samsung, Apple, Xiaomi, and Oppo. IDC and Omdia estimated Transsion reached number 5 back in Q2. Counterpoint still has it outside the top 5, but all of them agree that Transsion is one of the few phone makers still growing worldwide. A couple other notes here. LinkedIn announced it now has 1 billion members, and the social network focused on work also announced new OpenAI-driven tools that'll help you select an appropriate job opening and write your application. And in 2016, Google began shifting its search engine indexing to prioritizing mobile. Google announced Tuesday, after 7 years, the switch is complete, and Google will reduce the crawling of the web conducted by its desktop version of Googlebot. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.